got Duggar to deal with. You got Williamson, Slater, Shaw, and I got the feeling that they're going to start in Sacramento, which perhaps opens up the door to Jarrett Parker. Maybe not, but I think Jarrett Parker's got a shot to maybe at least get on this team out of spring training. He's out of options, and I think with Pence playing well and Parker can come in for defense and also maybe come off the bench and give you a little bit of power, maybe he's the guy. Maybe Gorky's the guy. I don't know. But those two are out of options, so you don't know what's going to happen. But I thought it'd be good to hear from Jarrett Parker. And he joins us this morning. And Jarrett, spring training is one of those things. You're up and down. You get here, you got to start working out. It is absolutely a process.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of the way it goes. You know, spring training's meant to get yourself ready for the season and get in shape and get ready to go for an entire year.
How about you personally in this spring training? Take me through it just a little bit from getting here and where you are now. You have new hitting coaches to work with. What's it like for you? And let's talk about the hitting coaches too.
Oh, I love the hitting coaches. I think they've made some great changes, and it's really exciting to be a part of. You know, there's a lot of great energy and great vibes, not only from the hitting coaches, but from everybody. I'm really excited about this year.
Yeah, people say that, honestly, as we go through the clubhouse, and, you know, this is our fourth weekend of being on the air. The key word is good vibes from everybody. What is it? Well, how do you define it? What happened?
You know, I think sometimes that's just you can just tell the way people go about their business. There's a little bit of life, a little bit of energy. Just exciting. Everybody's having fun.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk personally about you and maybe changes that they've made with you hitting-wise, so something I could watch or the fans can watch.
I haven't made too many changes hitting-wise, you know. I think part of spring training was early on, getting my body ready, getting back used to playing again, feeling right. So recently I think I've been feeling great, and, yeah, I'm excited.
All right, Jarrett Parker with us here as we talk a little bit about spring training. You know, it's funny. I was reading an article today. Bud Black of the Rockies was saying, hitters should hit 3-0. Hit 3-0. I want to turn them loose 3-0. And Arenado, I guess, had a big home run off Ohtani. Or at least he swung at 3-0 and hit it off a 3-2 pitch. But what do you think about hitting 3-0? You're a power hitter, and a lot of times you got a good eye. You get the head in the count. What about it?
I always want to be ready to hit. Yeah, I like it. You know, I think sometimes it depends on the situation. You know, if the pitcher has been nowhere in the zone on those first three balls, then I think it might be smart to take a pitch. But if the pitcher was kind of those pitches were close in the zone, then one swing could change the game. I absolutely think you should be ready to go.
Okay, all right. I know some hitters don't like hitting 3-0. It puts so much pressure on them because they figure, I better not hit this pitch.
Yeah, I don't really know anybody like that. That's not the way I look at it, but maybe some people do that, yeah.
Neither do I. I just made that up. All right. Jarrett Parker with us. No, you do hear that every once in a while. Hitters don't like to hit 3-0, that they'd rather be in a different count. I always love hearing about your winters. What happened with you this winter? Where'd you go? It's always a great story.
Yeah, I spent a lot of time with my family and friends, had a couple weddings, a couple bachelor parties. I traveled to Brazil and Iceland as well, which is always fun.
Yeah, okay. You've been my travel guide, Turkey and all these places we've talked about over the years. Give me a travel guide's look at Brazil.
Brazil's awesome. You know, being on the beach, being by the water, it's a real enjoyable city. There's a lot of things to do. Beautiful scenery everywhere. I really enjoyed it.
Where did you go in Brazil?
Rio de Janeiro.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And food-wise, you know, you've been all over the world. What's the food like there?
Fantastic. Actually, I had the best sushi I've ever had in Brazil, which was kind of strange, but yeah, it was fantastic.
All right. I like to hear that. I'm a sushi guy. Very good. All right. Now, Iceland. All right. Now you're in a bathing suit in Brazil and the beauties of Brazil, and now you're in Iceland.
Oh, yeah. It was the winter there is only like 5 hours of daylight, which is kind of mess with your head a little bit. But naturally, one of the most beautiful places I've ever seen. There's natural lagoons and hot springs everywhere.
And what is life like there? Eating, sleeping, with only 5 hours, what's life like?
Yeah, I mean, and I was only there for a few days. It was a quick little trip from D.C., so I didn't spend too much time there, but it was definitely different. I don't know if I could handle it in the winter long term, but I had some good food there as well.
All right, what kind?
You know, there's a lot of cold, like herring and cod, things like that. Yeah.
I could see that. Very good. Good description from Jared Parker. All right, what about you personally at this stage of your career? There's a lot of competition in the camp. There's a lot going on. How do you deal with it? What do you think about it?
You know, I don't look at it as competition, you know. I think there's enough success for everybody. You know, I think the biggest thing between anybody is yourself, whether it's, you know, I don't look at it as other outfielders. It's your competition is within yourself. And, you know, I think all these guys has a lot of talent and ability to help out the team. And so all the other things are out of my control. So all I'm worried about is just playing and having fun.
Yeah, good answer. Now, obviously, that is under your control. How do you feel physically? I mean, you had the injury last year. It was a painful injury, even to see you go through it. How are you doing now?
Yeah, I, you know, that's what I was saying about spring training is I came out here in early January just to kind of get that squared away. And so I think early part of spring training, I kind of needed to get my, you know, get my shoulder back in place, get going again, you know, really know what I need to do to get it going. So it's feeling a lot better now.
You know, people forget you're a speed guy. I still remember that play where, you know, I don't know, it was against the Diamondbacks early in the season. You went flying around the bases. You're a speed guy.
Yeah, you know, I like to pick my spots. But, yeah, I definitely think I can impact the game that way.
Yeah, very good. All right, very good. Glad to have you on and glad to see you. And I like your answer about the competition in the camp. It is up to you. And things will take care of themselves after that. So I appreciate having you on.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
All right. That's Jared Parker. I didn't ask him about Virginia. You noticed that. More coming up. KNBR 680, the sports leader.